We will be 6 year coming August. Actually, August 6th will be our 6 year of this nonprofit. Started off as a parent group organization, just starting it off, you know, through a passion and taking our own personal experience and using that to help other families that are going through struggle, trying to navigate the system, either school or just trying to navigate with the community resources, what's available out there. So just taking that personal experience and implementing it to help others and then hope they use that experience to help others. So,
and it feels nice for those who are needing this help to know that maybe you and others who are part of United for Families United for Self-Empowerment maybe walk that similar walk that they are going through right now.
Yeah, it, and that's the whole thing. You know, sometimes, you know, sharing that experience, you know, sometimes you have families that are very resistant, especially, you know, there's a diverse culture within my culture as well. Mm-hmm. As a new American, sometimes we have that stigma of mental health. Mm-hmm. So as a parent and a person of a, that look like them, if I can share that experience and tell them, like, look, I have a child who suffered this mental health, and guess what? You know, he's receiving an IEP in school. He's going through some challenges in his life. And so I think when I relate to them that way, it changed their perspective. Now they can relate to me and understand better and say, you know what? If you can seek that help, so can my child.
They know they're not alone.
Yeah. They're not alone. And that's the whole purpose of this, you know.
Well, and you touched on it, too, the whole the kind of the group of people here in the FM area, the new Americans. I mean, they a lot of times from my experiences, depending on where you're from, like if you're from Liberia, Somalia, Sudan, something like that, they tend to depend on people within their community from the country of origin. And so if there's someone that has some type of knowledge that they can relate to that is from the same country that they immigrated from, they really rely on those people to give them advice as to where to go. Otherwise, they are kind of almost bashful in a sense of trying to reach out and find resources to help them moving forward. So what you're doing is obviously great for your community. But obviously, you guys have been around for 6 years, so this isn't just the beginning and end of it. Now you've got this Back to School Connect. I believe this is the third year you guys are doing this then?
Yeah, this is what would be our third year. I just want to add to what you just said. We work with all families. So we do have a lot of new Americans, but we work with all kind of families. So we have clients that are white, natives, and Nepalis, you know, you name it. So we work with pretty much everybody, but it's more easy to relate to a new American.
Exactly. And then exactly. That was my point of that is that obviously you find someone in the same situation as you, you're more likely to reach out to them and say, hey, well, if this person can do it, maybe they can help me.
Yes.
So, I mean, that is great because a lot of times trying to find those resources, even for those of us that have been born and raised here, sometimes it is hard to find the right resources for your, especially for your kids when they need certain things, especially when it comes to the mental health aspect.
Yes.
Now, you got the Back to School Connect, as I said. This is the third year you're doing this then?
Yes, this will be our third year.
Mm-hmm. And now you're giving families a free backpack and school supplies for K through 12 students. You got some activities going on like bouncy houses and kids' activities, photo booths, et cetera. You got some food there. What else is going to be going on at this event besides, obviously, the backpacks and the school supplies?
So we collaborate with we have a lot of collaborative partners. We have about 23 collaborative partners. Mm-hmm. And so we have pediatric partners who actually deal with assessment. So they're going to be there doing early intervention assessment, speech language for families. So if they can detect that, they can be able to take care and help those families after the event, and they can come to their office and seek those help they need. We have family healthcare who's going to be there. They're going to do a sports physical for kids who might want to play sports and family are just too busy. They don't have that time. They can come in there and receive those free sports physical. We also have a scale cut who's going to be there with FM cuts. They're going to be cutting hair. So they're going to be cutting free hair for those kids.
Those kids to go back to school looking sharp.
It's just amazing. When you see those kids after they get their hair cut, it's just the most cutest thing ever. And sometimes it might be their first time. And we know how expensive it is for haircuts.
Absolutely.
So for them to actually give that service for free and coming out and do that, it's just amazing. Well, so.
And I know the business Skill Cuts Barber College, they have come up a number of times. I see a lot of the stuff that they've done in the community, and for them to be able to give a free haircuts to kids. I mean, that's awesome. Those guys have been doing a great job over there. Great Plains Food Bank is going to be there as well. So, I mean, they're going to give out some resources there for people that may need that then?
Yeah, they'll be there. They'll be passing out some resources and connecting family and kind of direct them where they can go probably pick up some food in a food pantry and just kind of guide them in some of the resources when it comes to the food and stuff. And the purpose of this event is really to bring resources at this event, is to connect the family. We do want to just give you a backpack and off on your way. We really want to make this event, you know, create an impact and just really give them the resources they need to impact their life.
And also more than just giving them a list of here's some resources for you to reach out to. Actually put a name and a face to this resource here, so that way you know someone at Pediatric Partners or someone at Skill Cuts, you know, anything like that, so that way they know who to go to when they need something, correct?
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. So when they connect with those people at our event, when they do follow up afterwards, like Pediatric Partner, they can say, hey, I was at the Back to School Connect, and here's who were there, because they already know who were there. So they can be like, oh, okay, we can get, you know, help your child, enroll them right away. Because when it comes to assessment, sometimes it takes a while to get a child in. Yep. So this is a perfect opportunity for family who's been waiting on a list for probably 6 months, year, or 2 years, for them to come in and be able to get in right away.